Summer is moving along. August is beginning in just a couple of days, and it seems that this summer we've had really no extended stretches of hot and humid weather. Surely we've had some hot and humid days, but it's been a bit tough to line them up for more than a couple of days at a time. Albany has only reached 90 degrees four times this year, and there's really no opportunity to reach 90, at least over the next couple of days, as our weather pattern looks to remain locked in place. It's all being driven by a big trough digging into the nation's midsection, and you possibly have heard about some record low temperatures well into the deep south this morning, and it looks like this pattern will hold in place for a while. So the core of the cold is to our west. We're not expecting cold weather by any means around here, but temperatures are likely to remain near or below seasonable levels over the next few days. However, as time moves along, we will have a southwesterly flow aloft, and that will tend to increase our humidity levels as we work into the upcoming weekend. Additionally, we will have some shower chances as some disturbances rotate around this trough. We could see a passing shower or storm, most likely north and west of Albany between now and about 9 or 10 o'clock tonight, but there could even be a passing shower in other areas. It's going to be a comfortable night, though, with temperatures once again in the 50s with low levels of humidity. Into the day tomorrow, we will see a disturbance come in from the west, and that will increase our chances for showers and storms. So many areas will see at least a passing shower or storm tomorrow. And then as we work into Friday, there's again that chance for a passing shower or storm as we go through, especially the afternoon and early evening. And then as we work into the weekend, we'll have to watch this area of moisture that's off the East Coast. Some of the computer models bring that moisture into the Northeast, and if that were to happen, we could see some showery weather to kick off the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an evening shower, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms likely, high in the upper 60s to mid-70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with the chance of an evening shower, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the upper 60s to mid-70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and storms, high in the mid to upper 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, chance of a scattered shower or storm, high in the upper 70s to mid-80s. And on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, turning more humid with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.